You're listening to the Dharma and Greg Initiative.
Three, two, one. Okay, hi, hello.
And welcome back.
Hi, castaways. It is Nathan, a.k.a. Dharma.
And Greg, a.k.a. you know this bit.
Yeah.
We've done this before.
It's never been funny. I've never laughed back at it, listening to it.
If you've laughed, call in now.
Please. Please let us know. Welcome to the Dharma and Greg Initiative. We are finally here at the finale of season one.
We have arrived.
It was laborious.
Oh, honey.
I should say. We're very new at this. We don't know what we're doing. And I haven't learned too much along the way.
I don't know shit.
But I think we're doing okay.
Yeah.
We're doing fine. The analytics are in, and we're doing just fine.
I love that for us.
For a new thing that's based on a show that's super old now. We're doing okay. We're doing okay. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at it.
We're on Amazon Music now.
As of today.
Yes.
January 20th, 2022. We are on Amazon Music. You can listen to us on four different things now.
So many choices.
Yeah, I have.
It's very American.
I will figure out the other choices. I don't know what they are.
Stitcher?
I've never heard of it, but you know what?
That's where I listen to the Plaidcast.
Oh. The Supernatural Plaidcast. Plaidcast?
Yeah.
I'm going to jump through a fucking window. I hate that.
You heard it here, Bethany.
Who?
That's one of the co-hosts.
I do not. I'm lost. I'm lost now. I tried with Supernatural.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got about six episodes in, and yeah. I realized this just makes me want to watch Buffy.
Oh,
it's Buffy for boys,
you know. And I watched
not gay boys.
I watched Buffy after Supernatural, and I noticed that I was like, "Hey, wait a minute! All of this has happened."
Yeah,
and it would make Gina so mad because we would watch it together, and something would happen, and I'd go, "Oh, wait a minute! Blah 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 is gonna happen because it's being set up this way, right?" Mm-hmm. She goes, "How the fuck do you know?"
Because I have TV.
Yeah.
I've watched one show. I've watched The Blueprint, which is Buffy.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Yeah.
It's gotten by me. I got it. Good God. I really cannot wait to restart my Buffy journey. I just finished, not just, but like within the last year, finished the comic book conclusion,
yeah,
which is technically seasons 8 through 13.
Right.
And they are buck wild.
Ooh.
And do not go where you would expect them to go. But that has clouded my memory and judgment of some other, like, existing Buffy canon, like,
sure,
the actual show. And I'm excited to go back and restart it. Especially now that I know you can change the aspect ratio on Hulu.
Oh!
Even though I have them on DVD.
Yeah.
It's just annoying to do that.
Because
it's, like, three episodes per disc.
Yeah.
There's always, like, a cut scene that's a minute and a half long you gotta watch before you get to the options. What is that? I do not miss that culture. DVD culture is, it needs to be streamlined.
I appreciate the special features you can get on a DVD.
100%.
Yeah.
And 100%.
Streaming has not figured out how to do that yet.
I will say, even though Disney Plus is a broken streaming machine most of the time, it does have deleted scenes and bonus materials most of the time.
Yeah, it does.
I do appreciate the shit out of that. I don't know other things do that. I don't believe other things do that. Maybe Amazon? But I'd never know because I don't ever check it.
I don't either.
There's nothing on there I want to watch.
Maisel.
I could not. I really tried. I appreciate that it was the most Emmy-nominated and a winning show of 2018. One of my trivia questions from 2 weeks ago. Appreciated that. Anyway, let's talk about things we're watching right now.
What have I watched this week?
What's new that you haven't talked about?
What have I done? Started The Golden Palace, the Golden Girls sequel series.
Uh-huh.
It's good.
Having
a great time. Cheech Marin and Don Cheadle are in it, by the way.
I was aware of that.
Okay.
Cheech Marin looks like my dad.
That's wild.
I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
There. It's crazy.
That's a little terrifying.
Okay.
Started Euphoria.
Yeah. Thoughts on that?
Oh, it's so good.
It's beautiful.
It's yeah.
And terrifying.
Yeah, beautiful and terrifying.
It's a beautiful panic attack.
Everything in that show so far, I have either seen, done, or been told about.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yep, this is not... People are going to think this show is inaccurate. It's really not.
I see a lot of people saying, like, I didn't experience this in high school. That's great for you.
That's great for you.
You won't have to deal with the consequences years later, like these children will.
Yeah.
But it is just such a good show. I love it.
Really well written, really well acted.
And I think the funniest part of Euphoria being such a good show and doing so well for HBO is that HBO has now picked up Degrassi, which I am famously a big fan of Degrassi. I've been watching it since The Next Generation started. And, oh my God, it's going to be that.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be that.
Yeah.
They're going to amp up Degrassi even more. And it was already so fucking stupid and crazy.
I watched the shit out of The Next Generation.
Loved
it. Reruns.
Loved
it. I can't even remember where I watched it. But
the end. Remember the end?
Shit.
That Nickelodeon, tertiary channel?
Yeah.
It was the noggin in the day for kids.
Right.
The end at night because it was for teens. And they would show alternative music videos. That's how I found out about Fall Out Boy, M.I.A., Panic at the Disco.
You've unlocked like a core memory.
Me too.
God.
My cheeks. You know how when you see candy and your mouth gets like watery?
Yeah.
That just happened to me with memories.
Wow.
That's so stupid.
We're actually going to have to. This is the second time we've talked about like shared visceral late night experiences encountering media. We're going to have to do like a whole talk.
I will have to like log, catalog everything, and so these are the things that made me because of me staying up too late. Because I was staying up too late.
Aww.
I hate that we all live the same life. We all live the same life. How boring. There are people say God is creative. I don't see it. We're talking about the same shit. So yeah, Euphoria is great. I'm so happy you're into it. I will say, as someone who's already seen the first season, I am rewatching it from the beginning because there a lot goes on, but also nothing happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes an episode is just a music video. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. But sometimes it's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
The plot is back.
The carnival one?
My favorite.
Such a good episode.
That music piece, because it's all one thing. It's all one chunk.
Yeah.
That like 9-minute music piece at the carnival called The Carnival on the soundtrack. It was in my top, 15 most played songs from last year with my little music wrap up.
Yeah.
A lot of Euphoria music was on there. It's just so good.
You're right.
That Labyrinth is very, very talented. Oh. That's the person who, puts that together. Speaking of HBO, Michael and I have been watching Station 11. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
It, apparently it's a book. I just got the audio book because I had an Audible credit. So I got that. I haven't started it yet, but I want to finish the show first. I can't bleed the two together yet. But the show, it is set like 25 years in the future from now. A big flu breaks out. But this was written in like 2017 or something.
Right.
So a big flu breaks out and pretty much everyone dies. And it's, goes between, it's kind of lost the blueprint of this.
Yeah.
It's past different versions of the past and then the current timeline and stuff.
Yeah.
And it follows a girl who was like there at the day it started. And then 25 years later, she's working with like a Shakespearean traveling company because like society's done. People just like live their lives and garden and farm and survive. And then there's people who go around and entertain.
You know, and that's actually the fucking dream.
It is. That's why I did not stop watching it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I thought this would maybe be like really awful and hard to watch.
No.
But no, that's like, the fucking future, bitch, I hope.
Yeah, that's
the amazing.
Truth. Yeah.
It's really, really, it's really,
really absurd
good.
That we're floating on this rock through space.
Uh-huh.
And then there's such a thing as like, oh, I have a credit score. Why?
Do taxes today. I was so angry. The whole time there were just so many questions and so many dumb things, and it was like, you didn't fill out box 12. Okay, well, box 12 is empty on my thing. I don't know what you want from me. Stupid. Such bullshit. It literally took 4 hours to do just Michael's taxes, and I haven't even gotten my 1099 yet because I'm an independent contractor.
Right.
It's bullshit.
I'm done.
I just want to make, like, gross strawberries or something.
Gina wants to make tomato sauce?
Let her.
I was like, I'll do that with
Who's
you.
Stopping her?
I just want to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just hang out and cook?
I just got some new markers, and I just want to, like, use them all the time every day.
Yeah. I want to spend my days, like, cooking.
I want to talk about TV. I just want to talk about TV. Well, I guess I could just be a full-time podcaster.
Hello.
Well, we need to make money. It's the money part.
Yeah.
It's the money part. Okay, so last night I did watch The House on Netflix. Yeah. It is a stop-motion, kind of a horror film. About a house.
Yeah.
And it's three different little stories. It's like a little anthology, but it's the same house. And it starts
Cute. With
people, and they are unsettling to look at because they're made of felt, and it's weird. And then it's mice, and then it's like cat people. And it's just all scary and wild, and I'm not going to give anything away and say anything, but check it out.
That's weird.
It's just, it was weird. It was cool, and I was happy it was there. We need more stop-motion movies We're and shows and stuff. I heard, and a new Chicken Run.
What?
Uh-huh.
Is Mel Gibson going to be in
Nope.
it? Thank God.
Nope. They replaced him.
How does this man get someone work? Else.
He has secrets over people. God. You know.
I know.
That's why James Corden is famous. He's got secrets about people. And
white men that shouldn't be famous.
See, we brought it up, and it got so upset. Like, our producer, Ned, is...
He's a gnar.
Gnarry. Please, darn. Today I also watched and caught up on Abbott Elementary. Have you seen this?
Haven't.
Oh my God, it's so cute. It's an ABC show. It is basically The Office, Parks and Rec, that kind of style of mockumentary, but they are aware and address the camera.
Okay.
Which I love. But it is set in a underfunded elementary school, and it is a predominantly black cast. It is cool. Fucking good. It's got Quinta.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And the kid from Everyone Hates Chris, all grown up. I don't know his name, but he is so fucking cute. And I don't know who the principal is, but she's hilarious. It's really, really funny.
That sounds like a hell of a concept.
It's an easy watch. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. I love it. Anything else you've been watching?
Caught up on Gemstones.
I have not yet. I've just been bombarded with media and culture lately.
Oh my god.
I have so much going on, but I will catch up on this new season.
If you have not seen The Righteous Gemstones,
please start now.
Please do.
The first season is a masterpiece.
It is cuckoo bananas.
And also, if you watched Vice Principals,
yeah,
if you you'll watched, love it.
You'll love it.
Same cast.
Yeah, except with John Goodman.
Yeah, and some additions.
Who plays Judy?
And she's in both.
Yeah.
But I don't know her name.
Okay.
But I love her. She's my favorite part of both.
Fucking amazing. Yeah.
I was just about to mention in Vice Principals when she says, remember when we were making love and I locked my legs around you and you sneezed inside of me? Well, I'm pregnant. Oh my God. Are you really?
No.
I just wanted to trap you. She's stupid. I love her.
Oh, she's brilliant.
She's the
And can we talk about BJ's milk?
In a wine glass? Some of the foul shit I've ever seen. That's so foul.
And she was talking about something gross at the time, too, I think.
Of course she is. Her mouth is open.
God.
It's a great group of people. Please watch both shows. Yeah. Vice Principals and The Righteous Gemstones.
Did you watch Eastbound and Down?
I tried real hard.
I really...
Michael loves it.
Okay, see, my sister Rachel loves it a whole lot.
I have the first season on DVD.
I couldn't really get it, but I liked Vice Principals.
I know that there is a Pensacola native. Who's in that show?
What?
Yeah, the late girl with the brown hair, like his girlfriend.
Oh.
Katie Mixon.
Cool, cool.
I think her name is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not from here, but.
Well, I am at all.
She's from here.
Yeah.
And she's in the show.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I love that.
I love that for her.
I also think Jude Law's illegitimate child lives here as well. I've heard rumors. Uh-huh.
I mean,
we've
also got one of John Lennon's Rolls Royces.
In Pensacola?
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Let's go key it. Right. Why do you have such a high butt crack?
What the hell was
What's
that
up
about?
With that? That Hank Hill booty. Speaking of, King of the Hill officially rebooted.
What the what?
Getting more. We're getting more.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm hearing about this right now.
Revival. Not reboot. Not reboot. Revival.
Revival.
I don't know what we're going to do about Brittany Murphy, but... Or Happy.
Right.
Tom Petty. It was Tom Petty, right? Yeah, he's
Lucky.
Dead. Lucky.
Yeah, Tom Petty's dead. That's very
so
sad.
Maybe they'll write them out.
Well...
Just say they moved cross country and they're very happy and we love them.
We would hate to not have them, right? But I mean, I don't know. I'll be happy either way. They can find people who can do really good voice work.
I was just about to say, I don't know of anyone who could do a very good Brittany Murphy voice, but we'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not impossible.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm all about it. I can't wait to hear more.
Good. Great. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Lost.
Allegedly, that's why we're here.
That's what I was told.
Have you actually seen the trailer for Our Flag Means Death yet?
No, I don't know what that means.
Okay, next break.
Okay. We'll get there. Ooh. I've also been watching Peacemaker. I just remembered that. That was fun. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I need to start it.
Okay. You should.
I should.
Underwear. All right, Lots of underwear.
Let's talk about
it. Okay, sorry. So we are finally at the finale.
We're in the finale, baby.
Finally.
Okay.
Finally. This on my Hulu it was three parts.
Mine too.
No.
What?
Sorry.
Are you okay?
On the Lost Wiki.
Uh-huh.
It's broken down as three episodes. On mine it was one and then the second one was just long.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Weird. On mine it was three episodes.
Strange.
Yep. That's really weird.
Interesting.
Okay.
So this three-parter or two-parter, depending on whatever. It's called Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
Fitting title?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think so as well. Let's talk about part one, at least. So, covering some flashbacks.
Oh, boy.
It starts with the flashback. We start with Walt being a little shit in the hotel.
Oh, boy.
Watching Power Rangers.
Yeah.
SPD. I looked it up. I was which one is that? SPD. Don't know what it means. I don't care. I don't want to know.
Okay.
It's too much. But it's like oh, it's actually the time that he's watching it is a number. 5:23 a.m.
Uh-oh.
Mhm.
There's a lot of numbers in this episode.
Tons.
Yeah.
They pop up a fuck ton. Mm-hmm. Michael's pissed, yada yada. He tries to run away with Vincent. It doesn't matter. None of that shit matters.
We're kind of agreed that the flashbacks throughout these three episodes were pretty lackluster.
Actually, I think we should not cover them just flashback and then just island, because the flashbacks actually set up what's about to happen on the island. So, but we do start with that flashback.
Yeah.
So, great. And then we cut to the island with Walt getting up to pee.
Right.
He wanders away from the camp and spots Rousseau.
Yeah, and
she's
there. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to follow her.
She's got a gun.
He does a good job at that, too.
He does. He's very quiet. He's very sneaky. Okay. Sorry. She's creeping into camp. Everyone's freaked out.
Right.
She's got a gun. Again,
obviously.
She's got a gun.
Yeah.
I would not like that. She does bring up that the others are coming.
Ooh.
What does that mean to you?
That's a really great movie with Nicole Kidman.
It sure the fuck is. Another one where she has an accent, a wig, finds out something, and she's like, I'm a ghost. I love it! Spoilers for the others, sorry.
If you haven't
You're
seen
very
it,
late.
Right.
You're very late. The others. What do you imagine the others would be?
It's very
what do they look? What do they look like to you?
What do they look like? Just people.
Just people?
Yeah.
Is that just based on Ethan?
Yeah, and the other stuff we encounter in this episode, this stretch of episodes.
Sorry if you can hear my burp. Oops. You're welcome. I usually charge for that. Danielle, her name's Danielle, by the way. She tells a story to the group about her landing there, but like the whole, all the castaways,
right.
All the losties.
Yeah.
No, the losties are the core group.
Mm-hmm.
Castaways are everyone.
Everybody.
Okay, I just wanted to establish that rule. I might flip-flop throughout my notes. We'll get there. It's fine. She tells her story to everyone, and I think that's the first time that we know that everyone who's on the island is on the same page.
Oh.
I feel like everything else has been very clicky and very hearsay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't even know who Arzt was. I don't think anyone else did.
Exactly.
And he probably had lots of opinions and bullshit to say. And God, he sucks, dude.
Why do we need Arzt? To kill him, apparently.
To blow him up.
That was great.
We'll talk about it. Okay, so anyway. Then everyone, we cut to the raft. The whole
raft thing, way too spread out. They could have done so much faster. This show really, really wants to almost do real time for you.
Yeah.
But what happens is you end up with a lot of lag time.
Well, I was bringing up when everyone on all the castaways they're were finally, pushing. And the music was so great. Beautiful.
Yeah, actually.
I teared up a little bit because I see a lot of people doing one thing
right
and coming together with a swelling score, I can't help
like
it.
Like the people of New York doing the Spider-Man movies?
I'm going to fucking punch you in the throat. Absolutely, yes, that. What are some good examples?
That.
What does he say? He's like, you're no younger than my son. You're just a kid. You're younger than my son. Michael knows all of them. Michael! Spider-Man New York. Like,
y'all can't hear him, but he sounds,
he was confused. Yeah. Okay, never mind. Sorry, that was our second producer, Michael. I was asking you if you, when New York is a character in Spider-Man,
yeah,
what do they usually say?
They say don't mess.
You don't mess with New York.
You don't mess with New York.
You don't mess with Spider-Man.
You
mess with
Spider-Man.
One of us, you mess with all of us.
You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. That's what it is. He's just a kid. Yes, I said that. Kid. He's just a kid. No older than my son. Every time. I think we get it in all three iterations at some point.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
We have to go see Spider-Man. Should we go this weekend?
It's looking like that. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So back to Lost. Sorry. But that happens. We get a no younger than my son moment with the raft. It's that. It's very that. I almost cried. But the raft breaks.
Yeah.
And then everyone sees a huge plume, I guess.
Yeah.
Of black smoke. Black
smoke. And they're like,
a pillar of smoke.
Yeah.
That's very like ominous. Terrifying.
Right.
Yeah.
I would not be happy about that at all.
No, not at all. But and Russo's there, so you can't even blame her for it, really. Like, I would have just assumed it was her.
Right.
But now it kind of confirms okay. There are other fucking people here. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, because everyone's here right now.
Yeah. Oh. So who the fuck are these people?
Scary. Russo says that there is dynamite at the Black Rock in the Dark Territory. I love
so ominous.
I love the term dark territory. Yeah, it's crazy. Oh my god. Mm. That is some Adult Swim shit. That would be a show on Adult Swim. Dark territory. Dark place. I'm thinking of Dark Place.
There you go.
I was thinking of an existing show. With a who cares? Whatever. So what? Who cares? So what? Okay, so then we get a flashback to Jack. He has a drink at the airport with Michelle Rodriguez.
Right.
She pops up.
Hey.
Hi. Her name is Ana Lucia. Jack mentioned he's divorced now. Right. I think that's the first time we find that out, right?
Yep.
Is that? I never was looking for a ring.
His whole thing, his marital status has never been confirmed. His current one.
It keeps flopping back and forth. Her name is Ana Lucia. She's in 23B. Jackson 42F, both numbers. Ookie, ookie. Do you think because Michelle Rodriguez is a known actress at this point?
Right.
Do you think she'll show back up? She says she's on the back of the plane.
Yeah, I have been wondering what happened to the other part of the plane.
Yeah.
So if they're still alive, I imagine she'll come back.
I don't feel like it's a spoiler to say. It's so obvious.
Right.
It's fucking Michelle Rodriguez. If it was literally a nobody,
who would?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, that's so sad. He made a friend before.
Like random people in the cafeteria.
Right.
With Son and Jen.
Right.
Yeah.
The fuck are they? We'll never see them again.
Dumb.
I can guarantee you that. And that was so racist.
I know.
She said, Oh my god, it's like Memoirs of a Geisha right in front of us or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, how? Oh.
Can you imagine having to sit next to them on a plane? Oh, imagine them being on the island being that shitty. It's just a bunch of Shannons.
The millionaire and his wife.
Not even that much credit.
Not even don't give that. Them much credit. Not even that good.
I like those people.
Right?
I like those characters.
Thurston Howell the Third.
I like them.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk ill. I don't want to speak ill of them. Anyway, so Arts is back. He's being a dumb asshole and demands to go with him to get the dynamite from Black Rock because he's a teacher. He knows more. We get another flashback. Sawyer gets deported for headbutting the Minister of Agriculture or something.
I feel like this was the laziest setup, but the most believable.
Well, we did already see him getting arrested in another episode in Australia.
Yeah.
So it's just the dumbest reason. Mm-hmm. Did we see that? I don't remember.
I can't remember that we did.
Let us know if we brought it up. Click here. Click here if you know. Oh my god, we're really good at this, Greg. We should get paid more. Back on the island, Jack and Sawyer have a sweaty heart to heart. It is actually really cute.
They do, don't they?
He's chopping some wood. Muscles abound. Sun tans, no tan lines. Not one.
I noticed.
They've been nude. Give me more.
More of Sawyer.
Give me more nude Sawyer, please.
More nude Sawyer. Mr. Fan Service this episode.
Where is his underwear moment?
Right.
The ladies have it. Kate had that triangle bikini. Where's his?
You're right.
I want it. I need it. Someone draw that up for me and send it to me. My Twitter is in the Dharma and Greg Initiative Twitter bio. At Billy Deeks. Please send me some fan art. They do have a heart to heart. It's very sweet. First time in a while, I have been erect with tears in my eyes. That was a note I wrote. I don't.
Now everyone knows.
Disagree. With tears. Like, this is so sad and cute, but like, they're so hot. And they're so close to each other. They're so sweaty.
That scene would never have survived in the Hays Code era.
No.
No.
God bless ABC for giving us accidental queer culture. It exists. Another flashback. It's Kate being put through it.
The Marshall is undeniably being a jerk to her, but I get it.
I think he's been chasing her for years.
Yeah, and he's just like, done.
I don't really know, because they have not told us what the fuck she did yet. We don't know any of the circumstances besides some of the sad shit that she's done.
Oh, God. Yeah, and he talks all about that and gets her all upset.
Yeah, he's an asshole. He's being rude to her, but like, you know, Kate. You did something.
Kate, I don't think you're innocent here.
No, but she is getting put through it, and I wrote through in capital, all capital letters. And then we get back to the island. And something happens where it makes me just feel bad for Kate. I feel like she's being left out. She's not being credited enough. Because she is, again, a genius.
A genius.
Multi-talented. She is.
She's who you need in a crisis.
Not even a jack of all trades. She is like the master of all.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
She can do no wrong. She knows so many things. I don't know. Something made me feel bad for her. I don't remember the context. I watched this a couple days ago. I should be better at that. I'm so sorry. So we have a new little A group going to get the dynamite. We have Jack, Kate, Locke, Hurley, Arst, and Rousseau.
Rousseau and Locke leading you through the jungle. Well,
I'd be worried.
They might kill you.
I'd be worried.
But they'll also definitely protect you.
I would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, but they're the ones that know how to actually survive out there.
Yeah, that's
who
true.
Who else you got?
But they do get to the Black Rock, and it is a beautiful setting.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, and it's a big fucking ship.
Yeah.
Not a rock.
Not
it's
a rock.
It's called the Black Rock.
It's called the Black Rock.
What were your reactions?
I literally went, holy shit.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you think it got to the middle of an island?
Well, it could have been a tsunami, you know?
Yeah, like that's what he says. That's what he says. Maybe. Arts. Possibly.
Yeah.
It's called the Black Rock. Do you think there is... Does it feel like it's from any point in time? Like, does it... When you look at it, are you like, Well, how old is it? Like,
yeah, no, I know when that's I look from. At it, I'm like, okay, so we're talking like.
I think they mentioned it's a slave ship.
17? Yeah. I'm pretty sure okay, they bring that up. Okay, okay. I don't remember that, but I was like, okay, 1700s maybe?
Yes, I wrote that down. The Black Rock is a slave ship. They read it.
Okay.
They come across a skeleton, multiple skeletons, and they're in shackles on the wall, remember?
Yeah, that's right. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, yes. So a slave ship called the Black Rock. Yikes.
Oh, okay, it's worse. Oh, it's bad now.
On the middle okay. of in the middle of an
we
island.
We just
did we just unpack?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Christ.
Okay.
I didn't think it was gonna be when my first watch of this, I thought it was gonna be like a mountain or something they had to climb.
Yeah, me too.
Because I still don't think anyone's navigated the whole island. Watch there be a resort on the other side. Like, can you imagine a full sandals and Atlantis?
Wait,
and just no one,
from?
Just no one's even gone that far because the spooky,
not even
the
Russo,
spooky noises. No, she's like,
Russo.
No, my kid.
Nah.
It's too scary. Yeah, it's a dark territory. No thanks.
What? Come on, folks.
I don't know. We never really get an aerial of it.
I know, I know.
So it's like, I have no idea how big the island
the
is.
The best we get is when they're on the raft.
Yeah.
I was really taken aback. I was like, oh, okay, it's kind of a big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
This is fucking big.
Yeah.
Those mountains are big.
Yeah.
Are there volcanoes?
Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
I don't think we do. I don't remember one.
Okay.
But there would have to be just based on structure. I don't know. Seems like it. Anyway, so they get to the Black Rock. It's a beautiful setting. And then, wait, what? The monster is back.
Yeah, so the monster is back, and there's a lot of, like, oh no, oh no, and then Locke's like, ha-ha, and he goes towards it.
Yeah.
He's like, eh, I'll be fine. But I did notice that they kept seeing, like, mirage flashes. Yeah.
The black smoke. It's a black smoke.
Yeah.
It's moving crazy.
Yeah,
unnaturally.
I
keep putting BSM, black smoke monster.
Black smoke monster, yeah.
I do love that they go back to the spaghetti tree. I love the spaghetti tree so much.
Hi, spaghetti tree.
Hi, shout out to spaghetti tree. Russo calls it a security system.
Yes.
And that was interesting.
She says it's there to protect the island.
That's interesting.
Which is probably the most fascinating thing anyone said on the show so far.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I love that you have that opinion. We do have a scene where it is very sweet. Walt gives Vincent to Shannon because Walt's going on the raft.
Yep. Because she needs
somebody.
She needs somebody. She's got nobody.
Are you that somebody? Tell me you're that somebody. Dirt is Sal. We're gonna get copyright.
Okay.
Sorry. I also wrote, aw, he gives Vincent to Shannon. Watch him die.
Oh.
Because of Shannon.
Take care of him.
Aw, she can't. Oh. What is he eating? He's figuring it out. He's in his element probably.
Oh.
It is funny that Vincent played by a girl dog, though.
I didn't get it. That's funny.
That's
okay.
It's great.
Yeah, that's cute.
Can't show dog dick on TV. Flashback. Okay, fuck Shannon for turning Saeed into the TSA.
Yeah.
She fully agreed to watch his bag. He was literally just like, oh, I have to make a phone call real quick. Can you watch my bag? And she's like, sure, whatever. And then she gets into an argument with Boone and says, watch me do something.
Oh my God.
And turn Saeed in for being a brown person who leaves a bag into an airport at a seat. Fuck her.
Post 9/11.
She was the original Karen.
Jesus, you're right. That is just blech, blech, blech. Everything about
yikes.
It was bad.
Yikes.
I didn't like that sequence at all.
Didn't love it, but it explains a lot. Another flashback we get is Sun gets to hear some. Macro
Sun finally shows up.
Macro aggressions,
yeah,
in the food court from the. Oh my God! It's like the.
What are you trying to think of right now?
Memoirs of a Geisha.
Yes,
Memoirs of a Geisha. So I was like, we said it earlier.
We said it earlier. There you go.
Sorry.
Oh boy,
she's slipping. She's starting. Okay.
Thank God for Sun, though.
I know she's the best. I love her. Back to Sun. She gives Jin a Hooked on Phonics book. For the trip.
Yeah.
So fucking sweet.
Oh my God.
Has everything, like, pronounced Al.
It's so cute,
and it's very helpful, and we love her for that.
Just the absolute greatest.
Charlie collects messages in a bottle from everyone. Mm-hmm. That's also very cute and a good idea, because not everyone can go.
Yep.
I just noticed that Jen has the handcuff on.
You just noticed? He's still had it this whole...
just remember, I was like, oh my god, it's still on.
Yeah. Okay, so explain this to me. Oh, wait, should I say this?
Say it out loud.
Explain this to me. How come they have something random that can cut off somebody's leg, but they don't have anything lying around and get rid of that handcuff?
I think they could. I think just no one has. I think Jen has been very cold and standoffish. I don't think anyone's like, hey, can I... Yeah, I don't know what they'd be able to communicate to him.
Kate could...
Oh, well, she is a... Uh-huh. She also is fluent.
No, she could... Well, she could pick the lock.
Yeah. She'd chloroform him from her own... Drugs that she has stored hidden away. And, yeah, she'd drug him and then get it off of him, probably.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What if Kate actually helps run the resort? And that's why she has all this stuff.
It's her island. She was never on the plane. Except we see her, but it's her sister. That's the catch.
I figured it out.
That's where it goes lost.
Well, I can just stop watching the show now.
We're done. This was the end of it. This was the end. Okay. Sorry. What's happening? Anyway.
Sun and Jen have this really, really beautiful interaction because you can tell, or I actually really adored the Jen and Sun flashbacks.
Yes.
Because it gave us so much more insight into their relationship and the background of it. So they end up with Jen wanting to do something. He wants to run. And you can see he wants to like change his ways for his wife, who he loves.
Yes.
And he gets confronted by one of the men who works for his father-in-law.
A full stranger.
Yeah.
Who is obviously reading cue cards. Did you see his eyes? I couldn't help but notice just his eyes going back and forth, looking at the actor, looking at the cue cards, because he does not speak that language. He was just like, oh my God. It was awful.
They couldn't find anybody that spoke the language.
No.
Okay, well.
It seemed like a last minute decision.
I'll give you a second.
Oh my, I just cut my nails. Doing that was torture.
Tammy Faye opened her soda cans with a nail file or a letter opener.
I see it with my teeth.
Okay. Two different kinds of people.
Well, they're fake, so just kidding. They're cement.
They're cement.
That'd be awful.
So Jen wants to change his ways.
Yes,
he gets threatened.
Yes, that is terrifying.
And told that he has to deliver the watch and not do anything else. And
this fucking watch, dude.
Oh my God.
I don't love that.
And then you get to see on the island, in complete parallel to it, that before Jen goes, Sun just like has this really beautifully well-acted scene, by the way, where she just talks about them.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially basically says that like she's hoping that things can begin again. And I wrote down, oh wait a minute, everyone gets a fresh start on the island.
Yep.
Even Sun and Jen.
Everyone.
They're just so sweet.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I did want to mention that when the raft pushes off that Vincent swims after.
Uh-huh.
I cried. I fully cried. Ned cried.
He
was sitting next to me. And I looked it up today, and it was not scripted, but it wasn't impromptu either. They had the idea while they were shooting that day, and they were like, wouldn't that be so sweet?
Yeah.
If the dog would swim out a little bit, and we'd just get him to come back. And she did it perfectly the first time. I love that. I love the dog. I love Vincent. It's just beautiful.
That's a great story. One take.
Also, I never noticed the two very old men background actors until this episode when they were all crowded around Claire and her baby and all that. Okay, so part...
Dos.
Wait, no. Wait. We have 1 minute left. We have to stop. We have to take a break. We're going to take an ad break. We're going to take a breather, stretch our legs, let that out. We will be right back, everybody, with the rest of Lost. E to Mama Tambien. We are back.
And better than ever.
What did I just see Gael Garcia Bernal in from E to Mama Tambien? What did I just see him in? He was so beautiful in it. What was that? I think it's Station 11. He's in that.
Oh, there it is.
He's in that. He's in a few episodes. He's gorgeous. I love him. E to Mama Tambien is a great movie. Anyway, where were we with Lost? So, Claire.
Let's talk about episodes 2 and 3.
Exodus.
Yes.
Claire is having new mom troubles.
She is. Look at that. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Baby Erin. Baby Erin.
Erin.
Where's my baby?
I
can't wait to get to that.
Somebody says, what does it mean? She says, I don't know.
No, it's son. Son's like, what does Erin mean? That's a beautiful name. And she's like, I don't know what it means. And son looks around like this uncultured white
exactly,
bitch.
Exactly.
Everyone's name that I know means something. I mean, I'm sure Erin does mean something.
Yeah, because it's from the Bible and it's Moses' brother, so it's kind of a big deal.
Is it probably something to do with the air?
Oh my God. Is that your best guess?
Yeah, it's the Bible, Greg.
All right, listen here. That name means exalted or strong.
Why?
I don't know.
Nathan's in the Bible as well.
Yeah, it probably means something too. Would you like to know?
Please tell me right now.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, any Jewish name has a fucking meaning. Gift of God, by the way.
You're damn right. Gift of God right here. Okay, welcome back to the Gift of God podcast.
You're not Jewish, are you?
I wish. Okay. I begged my mom to let me convert. Oh, Ned got so mad at that. He said, we are staunchly Methodist.
If you're a staunch Methodist, call in now with your best funeral casserole recipe.
Mayonnaise in it. It's got mayonnaise in it.
Or your best Jell-O salad recipe. We know you've got them.
You're going to summon other Greg.
Funny story, raised Methodist.
I know. I was too. I can see it. I see it.
You can spot it a mile
I can
away,
feel it. I'm like, you have had too many plates of awful flavorless spaghetti in a Methodist church hall, haven't you?
Yep.
Me too. God. We have salad. It's just greens with ranch and one cherry tomato.
Every time. I've been to those messages.
Okay,
things.
Sorry. Okay. What's happening? Where are we? Ned was very upset about us talking about Christianity, these many branches and stepchildren.
So Erin.
Erin is a little shit.
Erin means exalted or strong, and I am curious as to whether that's going to play into any part of whatever character he might become as he maybe gets older. But who knows what happens on this show?
I was just about to say, how long do you think this show?
It's on for
spans?
6 seasons.
Right, but the first season is only a month and a half.
Oh, that's true.
We'll see. I mean, I'm not giving you any kind of fucking
hints. We'll see.
So I'm just thinking. I mean, I love that you are have the optimism that we could get to see Erin grow.
Yeah.
Fun.
Why call out? Why call out that she doesn't know the meaning of his name if it's not going to be
important
later?
Where did she even get it?
Who knows? And that's what we're going to find out, I hope.
I think so.
In a flashback
I think so. Okay, so A-Team, as I'm calling them, is at the Black Rock.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Absolutely. Danielle, Miss Russo, she leaves as soon as fucking possible.
Uh-huh.
She does not want to be there. She knows what's going
on. She's
like,
I showed you where this is. Bye.
That was my deal. My deal is to leave. So, the Black Rock was a slave ship. We established that.
Yeah.
It ended up in the middle of the island. You assumed a tsunami.
Art also
said that, but yeah, probably. I'm trying to think of the actual answer, and I'm pretty sure it is that.
Okay.
That just sounds fucking right. Like, that's it.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, we already know there's some heavy science fiction, but like not like
okay.
It teleported to the middle of the island. It's none of that.
All right, I've got a few notes here.
Uh huh.
One, give Charlie a gun. Weren't you giving Charlie a gun?
No.
There's a baby.
No. Give Saeed a gun.
Saeed has to go lead the hike.
He's with Charlie. Wait, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Charlie's like, I've got to help Claire, blah, blah, blah.
With the baby.
Yeah, and Saeed's like, well, dude, I got to go lead a hike.
Well, that changes.
Yeah, it does.
That dynamic changes.
I literally wrote this within 5 seconds of each other.
Uh-huh.
I wrote Art's champion of the background character. And I said, wait a minute, he's dead.
So, beautiful, annoying Arzd is grilling everyone about the proper way to handle the dynamite.
Because it's sweating, it's nitric glycerin.
Yeah, and he tells a story that the story he tells is not true. That is not the origin of dynamite. The man who invented it actually survived. I actually have his name right here. Let me find it. The man who discovered it, Ascanio Sobrero, survived his experiments and lived to tell the tale.
Hello.
Can be credited with inventing.
So Arch doesn't know everything.
Or at least inventing nitroglycerin.
Yeah.
Not necessarily TNT or dynamite or
sure.
Whatever the difference is between that. Yeah. But yeah, he is trying to be like, you can't handle it like this or that or this. And then he blows up.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Everyone gets arts all over them.
I do love that. You have some arts on you.
Yeah.
But yuck.
Ugh.
Yikes.
I don't know why I wrote this, but I wrote poor Hurley. I should have kept a note.
Because he should not have been invited to begin with. He is not equipped emotionally to handle any of these things.
No.
He's a skittish man.
He really, really is. Even though he's the best luck in the world.
Or does he?
I did, however, write while they were trying to, you know, safely do anything with the dynamite. I wrote, the tension is dynamite.
Shut up. The door is over there.
Bye, y'all.
Walk out of it. But I will admit that the eventual removal scene, when they actually are removing the dynamite from the box.
Yeah.
Anxious. I was so anxious.
It was really, I was
sweaty.
I was like,
I was so sweaty. Like, I was like, I know that these characters aren't going to die. Even as a first time viewer, I'm like, why not? These are the main. Come on. They're the main.
You
they
know,
can't blow up, but it still makes me so
Arts
anxious.
Was redshirted.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Anytime anyone new gets lines, they're going to die. Who are they? What's going on?
Rousseau ends up being very bad news.
Yes, she is. She is like, let me hold your baby over and over and over again. Claire has many excuses.
Yeah.
So many excuses. And they even, Rousseau even convinces Charlie to run off and leave her and Claire alone, which was smart.
Yeah.
And then she, the scratches on her arm.
Yeah.
Originally, which triggers, she said
yeah.
It's from a bush.
Right. And then it when Claire sees them, it triggers a flashback.
Yes.
She remembers giving them to Rousseau.
Yes. Yikes. But we already know that Ethan is the one that was.
Uh-huh.
So is this a separate time, you think?
Who knows?
Or are they working together? Ned says his answer. Cayete.
Honestly, my first instinct as I saw that flashback was that Ethan and Rousseau were working together. That's my take.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, keep that take. That's fine. That's interesting. We do get another flashback with nope. We already talked about that. I'm so sorry. Oh, we do get a flashback with Charlie.
Yeah, in a hotel room
with a
rando.
A rando
doing heroin.
I wrote his pound cake. He lies to his pound cake about how much heroin is left, and that's the heroin he sneaks onto the island with. Later on, we find out that, Saeed shows Charlie all the heroin and the statues.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of Googling how long does heroin last and shelf life of heroin. And then I got some interesting results and some warnings from Google, and I just stopped and deleted my history.
You didn't proceed?
No.
Oh, damn it.
I was like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want anyone to think I have heroin at my house. But I was curious, like, if there's a skeleton in the plane.
Yeah.
How long has that heroin been there? How long does heroin last?
That's a very good question.
If anyone knows, please let us know.
Please let us know if there's a scientist out there.
And also seek help.
You should, oh my God. You should be able to fucking Google how long does heroin last, because
not last, that's hard. But no. It kept coming up with how long does it last in your system?
Oh.
And I was trying to find out how long does the shelf life.
How long is heroin?
I Googled shelf life of heroin like a dumbass.
Like it's a Twinkie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm worried. I'm on a list somewhere.
You know, I hate to get really serious like this, but like people should be able to Google that kind of thing because that's harm reduction.
Yeah. No, I agree. I just, that's it just, was weird.
That is weird.
I
that
got
is
about
weird.
20 minutes into it and thought, ooh, I should probably let go of this.
I know a lot of random things about drugs and about stuff like that.
Right.
You know, I've lived a full life. So I'm not surprised that you're Googling.
I just... Maybe the humidity of the magical jungle island that they're on has kept it fresh, funky fresh.
I don't know what the proper storage of heroin is.
I have no idea. It's in a porcelain.
That's one I've never
experienced. Very porous.
Yeah.
It's in the name, babe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. So, she takes the baby. The whole episode is just bad news.
Yeah.
Everything at some point really seems like it's just insurmountable odds for these people. Oh, and we get another Scott Steve joke.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Back on the raft.
Yeah.
With the rafties.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The rafties.
The rafties.
We're dubbing them that. It's Sawyer, Michael, Jen, and Walt. We'll get there. We'll go there.
What a group.
I love it. I love their dynamic together.
Yeah.
I love that Sawyer immediately starts reading all the messages in the bottle. He's like,
just,
whatever.
Oh, yeah, he's just like, whatever.
And he also confirms that Hurley's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Multi-millionaire.
He goes, who the fuck is...
Who has $160 million to leave their mom?
Yeah.
So funny. So fucking funny. He's an asshole. Ooh. I love him.
Have sex with him.
Yeah, have you seen this man? Have you seen this man?
His face didn't really do it for me.
Not even in the paintball episode of Community.
I'll have to go back and rewatch.
Well, he's the Black Rider. He's not even writing anything. I don't name people, Jeff. I'm a deputy. I deputize.
Stupid.
God. It's the best show. It's the best show out there.
How many episodes was this, by the way, for this season that
25.
We've done? No, that we have,
done. This, yeah. This will be number 10.
Is it it? Number 10? Uh-huh. Imagine how many TV shows we could do.
I know. If we did it in chunks like this. Good Lord. Ooh. At least the first season. At least. We have a flashback of Walt and Michael being sad and tragic. Oh, Michael's on the phone in the airport, and he's talking about how I cannot do this.
Yeah, he's trying to give his kid to his mom.
Yeah, and he does not know that Walt is listening
yeah.
and overhearing, and that is very sad and also very tragic, and I'm glad I wrote that because it is very true.
It's, yeah, all of that is very, very true.
Past self did not lie to future self.
Ugh, he's freaking out. He doesn't know what to do.
And then it flashes back to current day. Well, they're... Walt and Michael are being very cute and very inspiring.
It's so
They're
sweet.
They're getting along. I think them being isolated is working.
Yeah.
I feel like John Locke was the problem.
John Locke's a problem.
For a lot of people.
Didn't Jack say that?
Yeah, he says, once we're done with
this
chapter,
patch thing,
John Locke is our problem.
I'm going to have a John Locke problem.
Yep.
That's what he said. And
he meant it. He meant it.
Yeah. They make a pact.
They do some good acting in that scene.
Right.
We're not there yet. Hold on.
Okay.
We have to figure out. Oh, so Saeed and Charlie are looking for Rousseau and the baby. The baby. Charlie falls for one of Rousseau's dumb little traps. He gets his forehead split open. Saeed puts gunpowder in it and sets it on fire.
Okay, that was the most insane thing I've ever seen, but I loved it.
I did not love that. No, Ned. That was me. It's okay.
Alright, you big dumb bitch.
He's a big fan. Big Charlie apologist. Honestly. Ned also has
Ned, hey.
Enough. No, it's okay. It's done. It's over. Uh-uh. You scared it off. You did it. You scared it off. Good boy. Yay. You did it.
We're so proud of him.
We love his love.
What were we talking about? Well, we were talking about Walt and Michael being very nice to each other.
Isolated
and...
John Locke.
Oh, Charlie's forehead.
Charlie's forehead.
Gunpowder.
Oh, yeah. The gunpowder.
Gunpowder lighting him on fire. What is that? Cauterizing.
Cauterizing. Yeah.
Cauterizing.
It's a C-A-U-T-E-R-I-Z-I-N-G. Cauterizing.
Anything that's C-A-U-T is disgusting. And I'll say that out loud.
What's your deal?
It's gross. Hard K sounds with a ut. Ut. It reminds me of D. Reynolds doing stand up. Like... So went... Hey, what's the deal with ut? Sorry. We're not doing that to you. This is abuse to our viewers. I will have to cut all this out. Ow, I also just busted my lip. Ow. I'm an idiot. Hold on. We need to get back together. Get together. Okay. So, son. She and Jen are having a sweet, tearful goodbye. Because he's going on the boat as well. Yeah. And she asked the question, do you think we're being punished?
Okay, I literally wrote it all down. Because this is son with the 2022 mood. Do you think all this, all we've been through, do you think we're being punished?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in 2022, 100%. Humanity is just being punished at this point.
100%.
Yep.
Galactus is above us being like, y'all suck. Let's stir the pot.
Okay, you can't get that together this week.
Stir the pot. Charlie... It's fine. He and Saeed find Rousseau at the smoke, the black smoke fire.
And she's really surprised nobody else is there.
It looks like she set it up, but truly, she's like, I came here thinking they would be here. It was a trap.
Yeah.
She heard whispers. We've already heard the whispers
before.
We
know about these whispers.
The whispers are back, and she heard that they were taking the boy. The boy, meaning Walt. Ooh! Ah! Before we get to this third part with a Hurley bird, I have to talk about that for a second.
I have two things actually, real quick. One, I did make a note about Charlie at the heroin plane.
Uh-huh.
I really like that they left it ambiguous as to what he did until later.
Yes,
thank you for that.
Yes,
good artistic choice.
Yes.
Hurley is very optimistic about the hatch. But I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Since Hurley has the greatest luck out of everyone,
mm-hmm.
should he have just been the only one to go and do this? Would he have survived and been able to set the charges and everything if he, you know, had the facts as to how to do it?
I think at this point, everyone has plot armor. Until they don't.
Until they don't.
I don't necessarily see Hurley as lucky.
Well,
he won the lottery once, but now it's been a curse.
It's been a curse. And then everything around him
has happened around him. And
right. Which was my question of if he had gone alone.
No, I think if he had gone alone, someone else would have died in some dumb way.
Okay.
That's his curse, I think. But there's no curse.
There's no curse.
It's just life. That's my theory.
Okay.
That's my theory for now.
Okay.
For now, the Hurley bird. A weird bird flies by, and it sounds like it goes, Hurley! It's worth mentioning. Did you not hear that?
I did not.
It's a big, weird, not natural bird. Looks like a dinosaur, kind of.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it goes, Hurley!
Now you mention it, you're right.
And people online dubbed it the Hurley bird.
Mm.
So I thought it was worth mentioning.
Do we want to just stop here and then?
Yeah. Let's, we have one little chunk left and oh my God, we're done with Lost for now. Mm. We'll be right back. with the Dharma and Greg Initiative.
We Hello are back
from a break. We are wrapping up the finale of season one with Exodus part three.
Yes, indeedy.
Well, Greg,
let's land this.
What do you got to say so far?
Where do we start, folks?
Well, we can start where the episode starts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where okay. do we
start? It kind of starts with our core losties.
Yep.
Jack, Locke, Hurley, and Kate.
There we go.
They see the smoke monster for the first time.
Bam, bam, here we are.
We finally get to see the monster. It is a black smoke thing that moves erratically.
Very erratically.
What were your first, what were your thoughts?
Like, it's a piece of advanced technology.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think it is? You think it's a, do you think, someone said it was a security system. I think yeah, Rousseau said yeah. that. Do you agree with, you say you agree with that?
I mean, maybe she's right. That's all we have so far. Or it's just a, you know, this island's weird. Maybe it's just that. But I don't know.
So you think it's more mechanical, technological, yeah. and less mystical or fantastical, I guess yeah. you would say?
Exactly.
Okay. Good. Okay. Fun, fun, fun. I loved seeing it for the first time.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
I also still jumped when it starts uprooting trees out of nowhere. I always jump. It always gets me.
It's really terrifying.
Because it's like quiet. It makes that noise and then nothing. And then
it's
that horn.
Can you imagine hearing that in person?
I would probably pass out. I was really surprised. Okay. We have to bring up that at this point, Kate thinks that the dynamite is still in her bag. By the way,
she does.
They drew straws in the last episode to see who was going to carry the dynamite. Kate,
and it was Kate.
Kate and Locke.
Yeah.
Jack did not like that, so he switched it. He switched the backpacks. Kate at this point thinks she has dynamite in her backpack, still runs for her fucking life full force with dynamite.
Doesn't she, though? What?
As if it was not there.
Wait.
What can't she do?
She didn't do that one this time.
Well, she didn't blow up, and that's what she should have done. The one thing she could and should have done was blow up, and that did not happen. She's done so much, Craig. Good Lord.
She's got to give us just one more.
She's like, I'm also invincible.
I can't die.
I can't die. I can't eat.
Dana Scully shows up and shoots her and goes, yeah, bitch, me too.
Yeah, she spits out the bullet.
Right.
No matter where she shot her, she shoots her in the foot. She still spits out the bullet. Ugh, cunt. Talk about cunt.
Just serving cunt.
Fierce. Just hunty. Fierceness. Slay and mama boots. She did that. She did that. I know. I need to be put away.
Okay. Okay.
So the monster shows up. Locke runs after it. Little Mr. Curious.
Locke runs after it.
So stupid. He gets grabbed by the ankle.
So fucking sure of himself. So he needs it. He thinks it's part of like his personal journey.
I will say that shot of his eyes, where it like doesn't show you what it is yet, but it makes the noise real close to him, and his eyes are like terrified. He's terrified.
Yeah.
And then he accepts it, and just it grabs him, and he goes with it. He wants to be taken by it.
Yes, he does.
He says it's a test.
Things a lot of things are attested on this island.
It gets very religious after this.
Okay. So what does Jack do?
Jack runs after him.
Yeah.
Is trying to save his ass.
Yeah.
I have
one thing to say about that.
Give me this now.
Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows him?
Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows him, says Obi-Wan.
Thank you for repeating it. I think that was very low.
Yeah.
I don't know that anyone heard that.
Bringing that up for us.
Thank you for saying it. But wow. Jack is foolish for following him. But we need Locke.
I know. He's not
going to
save
him. We do need Locke. He found the fucking hatch.
Or we could have had a B plot.
Of?
Well, if Locke thinks he's going to live.
Well, what do you think would have happened if he got taken into the what looks like an ant?
How
arm
where did
system,
that thing come from?
The holes.
Yeah.
These holes that smoke monster thing can go through.
Yeah.
Is it making them as it goes, or are they already there?
Good question.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Okay.
That's interesting to think about. Experts, call in. Email me at my old Hotmail. Is that still around? Hotmail?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. I don't want to know. Sorry. So, Kate, so Locke gets dragged down a hole almost by the smoke monster.
Yeah.
And Jack's like, throw a dynamite stick down there.
Yes.
It's in my bag. And Kate's like, ugh! He literally says, we don't have time for that right now. Go and do it. Right. Go do it.
Yeah.
She throws it down. The smoke monster goes away.
About how long it takes for it to explode?
How deep is that hole?
Right.
How deep is your love? Sorry. But it's a, yeah, seems like a cave system. Yeah. It has a cave system, it yeah. seems like.
And then it lands somewhere thing. And it blows up.
And it comes out yards away.
Yep.
I'm guessing. I don't know how long a yard is, to be honest. 3 feet?
3 feet.
Really?
You're right about that.
The more you know. And when they're pulling Jack, or sorry, they're pulling Locke out of the hole.
Yeah.
Kate totally grabs his whole gooch. Did you see that?
I really,
did you see that?
I really noticed how
and she grabs it and then immediately pulls away and grabs another part of his butt.
Jack touches his butt
she
too.
She feels him up.
I mean, they are trying to frantically get him out of the hole, so it's very realistic.
It was just a funny it's completely little, realistic. Funny little blooper.
Yeah.
Love like, that.
I know, we touched
Barrett. Ew, I touched your butthole, probably. Okay.
What's a little butthole touching between friends?
I mean, it's been 42 days. I don't know what I would have done. For. I don't. Literally, by day 7, I've been like, whose dick do I have to suck?
You would have been like, hey,
to just suck a dick. But you know me too well. You know me too well. So I did want to bring back to Charlie getting hit by Russo's trap. Just one thing I want to say about that.
Oh.
The blood looks fucking great.
Oh, it did. It did. I was like,
it was real. That was real blood. Mm-hmm. That was coming from a wound. It looked really fucking good.
Yes.
And that's all I have to say about that.
The Corlosties with that lock
rescue
certified themselves as total badasses.
Absolutely.
They pulled that off. I was very impressed.
Absolutely.
So that makes me believe in them a little bit more because I was worried they might just, you know, get taken.
The Corlosties are the Corlosties for a reason.
There you go.
Those are our bitches.
Protected by plot.
Those are our girls. My favorite flashback of the entire season so far was Hurley waking up late and rushing to the airport to get to his seat. That whole
it was so cute.
That
I
whole thing
yes.
was so good.
Yes.
It was powerful. It was well done. It let him shine, I think, because we have not had great Hurley moments. No, I take that back. We've had only great Hurley moments, not a lot of great Hurley moments.
There it is.
We get sprinkles of him. We need more.
I'm on board for that.
Hurley,
you know I love him.
I think Hurley is the spine of this show.
The spine? Not the soul or the heart or the...
I think he holds everything up.
Yeah.
Because he's the most level-headed person there.
You're damn right.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
My note says Hurley is determination personified. He's
that is
very, very determined
yes.
all of the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Remember when he just decides to go see Russo just to ask her about those fucking numbers?
Yeah.
Not
can't
one
stop
ounce
him.
Of fear.
And you can't stop him either.
Yeah, I love that.
My favorite parts of Hurley's flashback scene are, not favorite, but things I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
That were worth mentioning.
Okay.
When the lady says, you're going to have to buy 2 tickets.
Oh.
And he says, I didn't have to buy 2 tickets on the way here.
Right.
Why would you do that now? And she says, am I going to have to weigh you, sir? Ugh. Yikes.
God.
I've never seen that. In person, I know that is a thing.
Yeah,
that some people have to do. I've never seen that, like waiting in line for someone. I don't think anyone would be able to buy a ticket and then find out while they're boarding that that's going to happen. I just don't think that's real.
I don't think so either.
I hope that's not real because that's awful. That's terrifying.
I have a question.
Uh huh.
Shit. No, it left me because I have ADHD.
Oh, okay. You'll think about
it'll
it.
It'll come back.
You'll come back.
It's about something that happened in one of these episodes that I'm like, when did this happen?
Oh. Another thing, while Hurley is running through the airport,
yeah.
He sees the numbers tons of times.
Yeah, tons of times.
That fucking, the soccer team of girls It's literally in order. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. They're in order, standing in a row. Craziest. It is beautifully done because it's happened so fast. It also happens in the car that he's driving. It breaks down. It's going like 42 kilometers. It's at 15 miles left in the gallon or whatever. Like it does all the numbers at once. And he also sees them on the hatch later on.
Yes.
The numbers pop up. They're very heavy. They're a big character in this episode.
Yeah.
Another.
That was my question.
Oh.
Who is it? Because I can't remember for some reason. Mm-hmm. Who is it that is speaking to Hurley in one of these three episodes that says, you know, this island isn't just about you guys, right? Like, you're out there doing all this stuff.
Arst.
Is it Arst?
Yeah. Maybe his first episode.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, you know, there's more people here, right? Like, you guys just have your little clique. You guys run off all the time, have secrets. We're just sitting here wondering what's going on. Thank God someone said it, but, like, I hate it had to be him.
Yeah.
It sucks, but, like, you know what? Speak your truth, man.
That is probably why I wrote Art's Champion of the Background Characters.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's probably why I read it.
That's exactly because right.
Then he blows up. Mama, he blows up. He blew up in the background character.
This show knows how to hang a lampshade on itself.
It knows what it's doing.
It's really good.
Two more things about Hurley in the airport scene. So much 2004 fashion.
Isn't it?
Holy crap. So good. Oh. I was literally breakneck speed looking and pausing and be like, I remember that. Oh my God. Remember those shorts that went to your fucking ankle? So much shit. Just lots of that. The hats, Kevin everything.
Smith wearing those?
He still wears them, babe.
That's awful.
He only knows that fashion. And I loved when the lady finally let him onto the plane after he was late and said, this is your lucky day. Isn't it, though? I love the idea of luck with Hurley.
Yeah.
He's lucky. He's unlucky. He's so unlucky. He's made it this far.
He's very lucky.
He's been doing very well.
He's bad news for the people around
him. He had absolutely no injuries.
Yeah.
And we will talk about that later a little bit. So, done with that. Talking about Locke and Jack, they have a big fallout.
They do.
Locke says the island brought them here. How do you interpret that?
Locke is very much on the road to this is a supernatural event. And he thinks that this has something to do with destiny or fate or trial, you know, like trial by fire. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe they'll be released from the island, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is very, he very much views this as a journey for us to get through, and it serves a grand,
it's like a
purpose,
purgatory,
and sort of purgatory, and also like his idea is only outside big forces could have made any of this happen. And he's not, like, with all the weird shit that's happened, that's not an invalid, like, if you saw all this weird shit happening, that's not an invalid argument. You don't see this happen, but that's why it's a show, right?
He's also had the most supernatural experiences throughout anyone
else. He can walk!
Yeah! He's, like, can attest to, like, no, this place is special.
The island is a fate healer.
It's special. I'm special now.
Actually, if the island were a fate healer, that would make sense. If it, you know, like, restored people like Locke and relationships and stuff, but at the same time also had, like, evil minions.
Smoke like, monsters, polar bears.
You're gonna grow, and you're gonna...
Curly birds, yeah.
Yay, I'm really glad you're here, and you're, yay, blah, yeah. blah, blah. Here's, like, the couple's retreat or whatever. Oh, mm-hmm. By the way, we're gonna make this horrible for you. It's very abusive. We're gonna take all of your money.
Well, watch there be a fucking couple's retreat on the other side of the island, because we have not explored that yet. He also says that Locke says Boone was a sacrifice the island demanded.
Locke's mindset is undeniably fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I want more.
I want him to say more.
I'm glad that Jack and Locke could finally have a, no, fuck you, dude. What are you talking about? What's going on with you?
We should have Locke on.
We should.
Yeah.
I bet we could. You know, fun fact. Oh. My best friend growing up, Miranda. Uh-huh. Hey, girl. I hope you're listening. She was in a movie called Hometown Legends with Lacey Chabert, Gretchen from Mean Girls.
Okay.
She played a younger version of Lacey Chabert. And Terry O'Quinn, who plays Locke.
What?
Uh-huh. Got to film scenes with him. And she said he was very nice.
Oh, that's good to know. Uh-huh, I love that. Uh-huh. Okay.
It is a Christian-based football Alabama-themed movie. I have it on VHS. You can find it elsewhere.
Is that kind of Terry O'Quinn's thing, or is it just like, was that just like work?
I think it was pre-Lost.
Okay.
It was, I was in the fourth grade, so that was,
as long as it's not like a
1998,
yeah.
Nine, yeah.
As long as it's not like a Kevin Sorbo or a...
No, he's not one of those people. Cameron, yeah. He's actually pretty sweet.
Okay.
It turns out.
Yeah.
Well, according to Reddit, he's very nice.
That's beautiful.
I think so as well. I have it on tape. It's very funny. Just because my best friend's in it. Yeah, it's of like, course. Girl, get out of here.
Isn't that fun?
Why are you on my movie? We do have a flashback with Locke. He's just taking it from all ends.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
They lost the wheelchair to get him on the plane, so they had to carry him. And it's very humiliating for him and the other people as well, I'd imagine. Because I would probably cry for the person that I would have to carry on the plane and be like, I'm so sorry that you have to go through this.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so bad that you have to be embarrassed because of this.
There's an episode of The West Wing that,
of course. Of course.
There's an episode of The West Wing where the president has a bad MS attack and loses function in his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting on the plane, mm-hmm. sitting on Air Force One, waiting for them to figure out the best way to get him down, you know, the stairs.
Right.
And because he's in a wheelchair in the plane. And he says to his Secret Service guy, his name's Curtis, big dude. He goes, hey, Curtis, do you think you could lift me? And he was like, yeah, sure, Mr. President, no problem. He goes, great, get me off this plane.
Now.
So he carries the president down the steps because he was like, I'm done with this bullshit. Get me off of here. I've got stuff to do. Not exactly the same situation.
Not really, no. I did love the scene where Hurley called out. They're like, Hurley, take the extra dynamite from the hatch and put it away.
Yeah.
And he was like, can I get a flashlight? Because I don't really think having a torch.
I thought the same thing.
With dynamite. The whole episode, I was like, what the fuck?
Why are you doing this?
And also, why are you so close to each other? There was a point where Jack's torch was right next to Locke's backpack.
Locke fucking said, we have to stagger. Good job.
Thank God Hurley was like, listen, can I get a flashlight? I don't want a fucking torch. It was,
what is
thank God he called that out. Thank God he called that out. Anyway. So they pick up a signal on the raft with the device. Let's get there. Let's go there.
Yeah.
They pick up a signal, finally, a dot.
One dot.
And
away from
everyone's
them.
Fighting over whether or not they should shoot off their one flare.
Because you only have one chance.
I thought they should, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I would have.
Exactly.
I absolutely would have.
I completely, yeah, I'm down with it.
Michael tries to argue, it's like, it could be a piece of junk floating around. I don't think it would have showed up, though.
No. Yeah, it wouldn't have showed up like that.
No. That's not how that works. Yeah. That's not how that works.
Especially not moving that.
Anyway, they shoot their flare off, and the boat comes. And they're so excited. They're celebrating. They're so excited. They're going to get saved. Oh, God. It's a bunch of scary people on a boat.
And they're going to take the boy.
We hate to tell you. We got to take the boy. So fucking chilling.
I wrote down, I love how weird this show is getting.
Babe, it only gets better.
Good.
I told you season one is kind of just a crawl.
Where's the water?
Who has the medicine? What happened to Boone? That's that. Now, uncharted territories. You're not ready.
That's fair.
So they have to take the boy. Let's just get the raft shit out of the way real quick.
Oh, boy.
They try to put up a fight. The second Sawyer grabs a gun, he gets shot. Falls into the water.
Yeah.
Jin jumps in after him. Gotta save them.
Right.
Michael is trying to fight, can't really do a good job, and then Walt gets taken and is kidnapped.
It's so awful. I felt
it's
just,
sad. It's hard to watch. It sucks. The worst part of it, honestly, is Michael yelling, whoa.
It's so heartbreaking. And then they throw up.
No, not heartbreaking. Just bad. Bad to watch. I don't like seeing it. It's bad acting. I don't love it.
He's not.
I just keep thinking of him and not the Romeo and Juliet. Romeo plus Juliet, and I'm like, what happened to that? Go back to that. I don't know. Anyway, Walt's kidnapped.
I know.
The last words of the show are Walt. Really, and then it's silent, and then we get the hatch has been blown.
Yeah.
Jack and Locke look down.
Well, we find out that.
Oh.
Well, that's the raft stuff, but there's other stuff.
You're right. That's the end of the raft stuff. Keep going.
Okay, but we get shown that Charlie takes the heroin.
Yeah.
I was not surprised.
That's when I Googled how long does heroin last.
I was not surprised. That island's stressful.
But it's been like 2 or 3 weeks without it for him at this point.
Uh-huh.
I hope he wouldn't want to jump back in it because, like, I don't know.
Are you, like, aware of how heroin addiction works?
No, I'm aware of how addiction works.
I know you are.
Not heroin specifically, but I'm aware of how addiction works.
It's bad. It's real bad.
It just sucks.
Heroin's a goddamn monster.
I just wish better. I just wish you'd be like, no, get this out of here. But there's no drama. Yeah. There's no drama.
Yeah,
I get it. I get it from a drama standpoint, but god damn it. Who knows how long that's been there? What if it's not good? Don't even do it. Don't risk it.
We get another Shannon and her inhaler moment with a Boone flashback.
I did love that.
Hey, by the way, she has asthma.
By the way. It'll never come up again. But he had it and was like, calm down, girl. I did love the silent flashback on the plane when everyone's loading in. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and you got to see all of them.
Beautiful shot. Everyone's getting their seats. They're not consistent from the pilot, but I don't care. It's so cute. Yeah.
It's gate 23.
It is gate 23. Hold on. I have number trivia in a second. Claire does get her baby back.
Yes, she does.
They, you know, they find Russo and blah, blah, blah. Claire gets the baby back. Finally, she's happy. It's a beautiful little silent scene. Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, she'll be back. She's not done yet.
No.
We still have to find Alex, whoever that is. The hatch is now open.
It is deep.
Broken stairs. What do you think's down there?
Nothing good.
What if it's bees?
Beads?
Bees.
Bees?
Bees!
They don't allow you to have bees in here.
I just imagine, every time I watch the show, I imagine them opening up the thing, sliding it open, and then just a swarm of bees goes, and just everyone dies from bee stings. Wouldn't that be so funny? It's so stupid. I just always imagine bee, like Will Arnett in.
Yes! We just did
bees!
That. We just did
that. I know, but I always just imagine that bees. Always, every time. But really, what
it's
do you think
really
down there?
No, nothing good. That's
no?
what I think.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
What would be a positive thing you would think would be down there? What's the worst thing and the
all
best
right.
thing?
All right.
Worst and best.
Worst thing is like massive bad. Evil conspiracy-ish science things going down there.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Like Research Island explains the cable.
Uh-huh.
Sort of thing. Radio transmitter. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, like DARPA shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then, best case scenario is, it's just like, an abandoned place, and there's a lot of stuff down here and technology. Ooh, maybe we'll be able to use this.
Supplies.
Yay!
You
it's
know
not
what?
That.
When I first was watching the show, when I was first watching the show, I thought it was going to be like the Truman Show. They went at the hatch and they get down there, and it's a fucking TV set. And they're all unwilling people on a survival, like survivor style show, but to the extreme.
Ooh, that's dark.
It's not that.
Okay.
I wish it was, though. That was my first, like, because there's so many just things. There's so many convenient and inconvenient things that are happening. Okay. What's going on?
Okay.
Quick trivia real quick, and then we can do our What's Lost on Me Okie dokie. So you can see a boom operator on the beach when they do a wide shot.
Good
like
job.
40 minutes into the first part of the episode. Good when they're job. All waving bye to the raft. Yeah, great job. We talked about that. Danielle says the smoke monster appeared, not the smoke monster, I'm so sorry, the smoke pillar.
Yeah.
Appeared 16 years ago. One of the numbers. We talked about other numbers earlier. Hurley's room number is 2342. Two numbers. Interesting. While Hurley is running to the airport, the numbers pop up. I brought up that earlier. Nicknames. It's nicknames.
Nickname time.
Last thing. Sawyer calls Michael Han and Jen Chewy.
I loved it.
So cute.
I loved watching Jen and Michael finally defrost.
I like that they have a half understanding of each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Language wise. Like, Michael has picked up enough to be like, I know it. You can't do that.
Right.
But not like to like respond.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I do like it a lot.
It's really cute. It's buddy comedy, buddy cop kind of situation. Yeah. It's rush hour.
It's a nice
on the island
redemption arc.
It is.
Yep.
And I love that he gave him his watch.
How cute was
that? That was really fucking sweet. God. It shows growth. Two things. Well, three things. Growth.
Growth.
It shows growth. It also shows that Jin has let go of his scary mafia. Oh, so past.
Yeah.
He's like, the watch doesn't matter anymore to me.
Yeah.
And also, it shows he respects Michael now.
Amen.
Because he has not been able to reciprocate that feeling of, I actually respect you and I'm sorry. Yeah. Here it is. Okay.
Beautiful.
We have.
Abed was right, by the way.
It signifies nothing.
Yeah.
But, bitch, the things to come. The things to come. I promise. Yeah. The show is insane. But I warned you, season one was very...
You know what the...
Who took the water?
You know what season finale, as a child, I remember caring the most about growing up?
What?
Star Trek Voyager.
Of course.
Season six finale.
Jesus.
Because at the cliffhanger moment of the last episode, the ship is being invaded by weird little wormhole aliens that just fly out and, like, kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to shoot them down. And, like, one goes towards the captain. And, of course, is like, I know! What's going to happen to her? Of course, she lives.
Right.
But as a TV cliffhanger, that's the one that sticks out to me. Like, and then
mine was...
I got a hatch. Got a hole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Well, it's the implication of what's down there. Why is it there? Where are they? What's going on?
Again, no questions answered.
No, but you will get... It's just opening up questions. The best cliffhanger, I think, for a season finale was Buffy, season 5.
Yeah.
She jumps into a wormhole portal to hell to save the world.
She does that.
And dies. And it ends with her gravestone.
Yeah.
And then it's like, will she come back?
Who knows?
And then she does.
And then she does.
Anyway, that is the first season of Lost. In a nutshell, in a very gay, queer, high, drunk, stoned. Nutshell, we've
not made one episode sober.
No, we're never gonna do that.
No.
Okay, let's do very, very quick. What's Lost on Me's?
We do not have the time.
We don't have to do a whole minute. I'll just say what's lost on me.
Yeah.
I'll just say it out loud.
We're just gonna cut this one short.
Yeah.
All right. What's lost on you?
What's lost on me is Sawyer and his nicknames. He seems to be played as very fucking stupid, but he has all these literary, pop culture, very deep cut nicknames. And I don't know who would get that if they weren't actually very clever. So is he smart or is he dumb? I don't know. It's lost on me.
What's lost on me is why does Jin still have a handcuff on an island where they have everything from poison to a big thing that came out of nowhere to chop Boone's leg off? You're telling me they don't have something that can take care of that for him? That's what's lost on me for the first season of Lost.
We will be back eventually for season two. Let us know if you want more, and please rate and comment and like and subscribe and all that, and reach out to us on dnginitiative on twitter.com. Thank you so much. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.